Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
We have a soldier here. What is a soldier? I got my nephew, and I got two nephews and a niece. They're in the army. They're soldiers. But what does a soldier really do when you think about a soldier? All that the soldier go through. Paul calls us a soldier here. Think about what a soldier really is. A soldier normally is young. You know, that's real good. I like the Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, remember now the days of thy Creator and the days of our youth. We need to remember God when we're young. Why? So when we're old, we'll say, we have no pleasure in it. We have no pleasure in what the world system has. And when they're young, when they're in the army, guess what? They go to what? Boot camp. What do they do in boot camp? Train them, break them down, get their mental thoughts done. Boot camp was tough. Everybody who ever goes to boot camp tells you it is a tough time. But basically that time is for getting their mind right, getting it focused, and getting the mission pounded into them to understand what they're going to be. But one thing at boot camp that they really teach the people is, one, they understand order. Who's in charge? If you ever want to be successful at your job or anything you're doing, find out who's in charge, and then find out where you align with that, and then get in line with it. Because if you think you're going to be in charge, that's a problem. Don't be many masters. The Bible says just do what you got to do. So they first set that rank up. Now we're in the army. I don't know if you know this, but you are in the army. If you have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you're in the army. Did you know that? You were drafted into God's army. Isn't that good? I don't know about you, but I was afraid of the draft. But man, what a draft this is to be drafted into the army of God. One, we know He is the Creator of all things, right? We know He's already won the war, but yet He chose us to be in His army. I don't know if you really get the gist of that, but He chose us to be in His army. That's good stuff right there. So the first thing they teach them in boot camp is who's in charge. And then number two, they teach them about their weapon. What, as a Christian, what is our weapon? The Word of God. The Word of God. The question is, do you know it? A soldier can take his rifle apart, clean it, and put it back together in a matter of minutes. That's how well he knows his weapon. The question as a Christian, do we know God's weapon? Do we know our weapon? How many of us spend time with our weapon each day? Think about that. Do you spend time with your weapon each day? Good question. The Bible tells us to desire His Word, what? More than what? More than food. I always say, if you eat today, did you read today?
Amen.
It's pretty simple.
Amen.
That's how important your word should be.
Amen.
Because a soldier knows that when he's out in the field, his weapon will save his life.
Amen.
One thing, let me give you a quick thing here. One thing Satan will try to do to you, he won't get you to doubt that there is a God, because the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. He know that ain't going to work. Only a fool will say there is no God. But what he will get you to do is doubt God's word. I don't know if you remember in the Garden of Eden, when he went to Eve, he said, hey, did God say this? Doubt. But if she knew God's word, she wouldn't have to worry about it. It's just like when Jesus fasted 40 days and 40 nights in Matthew chapter 4. Satan came to him with the word. But each time Jesus Christ said, it is written. It is written. We don't have to try to communicate with the devil.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, ministeroftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.